Hey gang, so I have a little surprise for Josh and Kim. Two surprises, actually. They're waiting outside the bunker. Let's let them come in. Okay, you guys can come in. Ooh.
This is nice.
This is nice. We are recording, so don't say anything untoward.
Oh, well, Kim's still upstairs.
Well, we're always waiting on Kim, aren't we?
She's just chatting.
Trash.
Squeeze in here. Oh, little mystery machine.
Isn't that cute?
Aww.
We have new lighting. So there's lights here. However, I didn't get them connected. I have to get you a longer... I got you new headphones. Yeah, but the cord wasn't long enough. So you're just going to be hovering over me with this.
I don't hear you.
Oh, you still don't hear me?
These are the technical issues. There we go.
Oh. Is that loud enough?
Yeah. Oh, and the screen. Oh.
Yeah.
You got us a setup here.
I know.
Here.
Look at the little cameras.
Oh, I didn't even notice.
Isn't that so cute? Just a little bitty camera.
Where am I? Too small to see.
Yeah, the thing is I have to switch. There you are, Josh.
Oh, hello.
Hello, hello.
Can I turn it?
Yeah, you can turn it a little bit.
Very gentle.
There you go. Yeah,
don't look at there.
Don't be hard on it, Josh. And then when Kim gets here, that's where she'll sit. And look at this. There is a wide camera to capture both of us.
Finally see the middle of us.
I know, just like our old days.
Look,
Kim. Nothing impresses Kim. She's like, oh, look.
Wow.
Oh, cool.
That's cool.
Mr. Wazowski.
Uh-huh. Oh, so she's still not ready.
I can't believe you started without me. You didn't tell me you were getting ready to start.
That was 15 minutes ago.
Yeah, Kim, we're already almost done with the episode, actually.
I love the lava lamp and little cookie jar. Are there treats in it?
No, not yet. I figured that you'd be the treat person. There's a lava lamp over here too, but it's not getting started yet.
They take a minute.
Evidently.
I just learned recently that there's like a supercomputer and there's a wall of lava lamps in their offices or whatnot. And that's actually how the computer has to create random numbers every so often and have to be random that even the computer doesn't know, like something to prevent hacking.
Yeah.
And to get the random number every hour or day, however so long it has to do it, it uses cameras that watch the lava lamps all day, every day. And based on the like bubbles of the lava come up through it is how it
creates
those numbers. So lava lamps are biggest defense against cyber hacks.
Well, it's smart because it would be unpredictable.
Yeah.
So, I mean.
I just thought it was a fun fact I recently learned. I was like, huh.
Right.
Who knew our H&R Block ain't using lava lamps because they got hacked.
No kidding. Well, so did AT&T because that's how my information got hacked.
I just got you'll get an email. It was like, your information was stolen off of Equifax and you're liable for compensation.
Yeah.
Well, I did it. And it was like, I think 5 or 6 emails worth of like correspondence. And it was like a year ago and I finally got portion of the money. $21
$21.
Yeah. I was pleasantly so I was expecting $21 like $3 to $5.
Right.
I was like $21. Hello. Yeah.
Look at this. I even got new headphones.
Yeah, Josh got new headphones too. However, he needs a longer cord, so I have to order him a longer cord. But you'll notice that we have different colors. So, like, mine is blue, and it matches the mic. Josh's is green, and it matches even his cord.
So cute.
I know. I color matched. Aren't you guys so proud? It also matches the cord coming out of your camera.
I like the new lights. It feels more spacious.
Do you know how long it took me to do this?
I can imagine.
It took me about full days.
Even the new Rode deck, it's a white one.
Yes.
Fancy.
Because I wanted to match, because these mics are white, and I got new, look at this.
Bacon.
Ooh.
Look at
this. It's so smooth.
And stiff. Oh. Mm. It's been so long since Kim's had something this stiff.
I know.
What happened to my footstool?
Oh, yeah. I forgot to bring that back in. So you're going to have trash. You'll have to hang with it. But what I will tell our listeners is that I haven't had a chance to like see what the video looks like after it's exported.
Troubleshooting.
Yeah. So if you don't like how we look, we'll figure that out with this video and we'll change it. But my computer's not hooked up to it at all. I have a little monitor here that shows me all the screens, and I have buttons here that will click through. So like here, so like right now, our listeners are only seeing me. And then now it's only Josh petting the couch.
Oh, I'm playing with the light.
Oh, okay.
I saw buttons.
And then that's Kim. And then I also added a big mic gimbal up there. Mm-hmm, and it, as you can see, will pick up Josh and I. Oh, like a Josh playing with stuff.
That's cool. I love lava lamps.
Yeah, they're very relaxing.
Oh.
I almost bought me a lava lamp more recently just because I had one when we were younger, but I was young and didn't really know how to take care of it.
Could you turn my headphones up just a hair?
I could do that for you, Kim, if you want.
Thank you.
Oh, you have a little Saturn light.
I said a hair. I didn't say the whole.
Is that Papa, is it too loud? Is it too loud?
That's a little too loud now.
We're screaming. She hears us. Is that better? Enough in her head.
Or you want it lower?
Just a little.
Little lower?
Gosh. Bit more.
Is that okay there?
Yeah, that's better.
Are you sure?
So funny.
Yeah, a little bit more?
No, I think it's okay.
I see Kim's head right through this little ring light. It's like Alice from the Brady Bunch.
That is too good.
I like it.
Well,
it's a story.
I felt that this is what you had done when I saw all of our old stuff in the living room area. Yes.
I never even thought about it. I seen that stuff sitting out there, and I was like, what are you doing?
She's what a mess. Like,
this is trashy out here.
Where's all this stuff coming from?
Bless her.
I know. Nothing gets past Kim.
I can't help it.
Nothing. Did you see how small the little camera is?
I did. It's really cute.
Isn't it so tiny? I took it out of the package. I was like, don't break it, Shane. Don't break it.
I really like the lava lamp. I keep looking at it.
I know.
So peaceful.
Ours is not working great yet. It's on, though.
It'll take it a minute. Oh, there we go. Okay.
Are you settled now?
I'm good now.
You're okay? Did you figure out how to adjust your headphones?
Yeah, it took me a minute. But
yeah, it has a lock and unlock. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's good.
And so, like, because I have different settings on the camera, so, like, whoever's mystery it is will get the big screen.
Ooh.
And then the other two get a smaller screen. Kim doesn't know what we're talking about. She'll find out afterwards.
Yeah, but when I'm editing.
She'll see when she's editing.
Yeah.
In the edit.
Yeah, but if Kim goes to, like, I don't know, blow her nose, I can always just take her out of it and just switch back to Josh and I. Look at that.
How fun. The OG.
So cute.
Yeah. I want to see.
You'll see in post, Kim. It's nice, though, because I don't have my laptop hooked up.
We don't have to worry about Kim making sure phone's on Do Not Disturb.
And it
is it on Do Not Disturb, Kim?
No.
Oh, shoot.
No, I don't think so. But it's really nice that you can move these and you don't hear it when you're moving the mics and stuff.
And I just adjusted the gimbal. So that it looks like him now.
I like how big they are, too.
What are you talking about, Josh?
The mics.
Oh, yes. Mics. Yes. Yes, yes, yes.
Although I do have the house to myself this week.
You're welcome.
So I almost yelled up the stairs. Kim was taking too long. I was like, will you hurry up? Some of us have dicks to get to.
You're ridiculous. Why am I having an issue?
You're always having an issue, Kim.
It's literally one button.
Our viewers can now see the pretty little...
See the struggle.
Strug light. Did you guys... What are you trying to figure out?
I'm trying to put it on Do Not Disturb.
Pull it down.
I did.
And then you'll see the little moon.
No, I don't.
What the hell, Kim?
Was there an update?
No, slide up. Or slide down. Help. I can't tell where you're at.
I need somebody.
Did that work? Do you see the moon?
No.
I feel like I'm talking to Grandma again.
I got it.
My computer's broken.
I deleted the Facebook.
No kidding.
There. It's on Do Not Disturb. I just wasn't on the right thing. They have it in like three different screens now.
So did you guys remember that you have a little more gifts to open up for me today? Because I didn't have them all in our last recording for Christmas.
I have to say, yes, I did.
Yeah, sure.
And I've been very excited today.
Okay, so who wants to go first?
Kim.
Kim, you're first and your bag's right next to you.
It is?
Yeah, it's to your left. Look, nothing gets past her.
Hey,
I thought women were like hyper aware supposed of their surroundings.
To be. Kim supposed
does not feel,
to be.
I am. She not. Just walking around not feeling
no,
fear.
Mm-hmm. Nothing.
No. All right, I'm going to have to.
Even I feel fearful around men. So, only the ones taller than me, so not very often.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my gosh. Look
she got
how
her
cute.
A turbler.
It is so cute. I love the daisy. Oh, that is so cute.
Because you're such a thirsty biatch.
Yes, Kim, you're just so thirsty.
Suck it down.
Now, the reason I thought of that is because you always bring in some random ho-poke cup.
Hunky dunky.
And it's so loud when you sip on it.
It's because it's my circle.
Well, this one's quiet.
Okay.
For studio purposes, it's quiet.
She's going to suck it down.
I'm going to suck on it just
and I'm going to throw something. Now, what else you got in there, Kim?
Let's see.
Okay. She can't read, Jane.
No, she can't.
Oh, bad dad jokes. How fun.
Oh, you'll have to give us a good dad joke.
You know, she can only read books and audio.
I know. Well, I looked for picture books, but
speaking of books, dear listeners, I just finished the first book of the series. The book I finished is A Court of Thorns and Roses, and would recommend, highly recommend, not suitable for children, but highly recommend.
Another smut book.
Just a little. There was a lot less smut than I was thinking by how my friend described them, but I think there's more in the other books. There's like six. I hope.
What did the ocean say to the shore?
Nothing, it just waved.
Exactly.
But Josh is good at figuring those out.
Only because he used to tell them to his residents.
Well, some of them are. That's just the way my brain works in joke form, Kim.
Mm-hmm. How not to be an asshole.
Make sure to read it twice.
Yes, please do, Kim.
Soon to be a bestseller. That's funny.
Is it blank?
Lesson two, your knight in shining armor is a effing lie.
Ain't that the truth?
Lesson one, you're not that interesting. Thanks, Shane.
That's
my knight in shining armor turned into a drunk with uncut leather.
Ugh. I don't even wash his hands.
Okay. I'm kind of a big deal. That's exactly right.
I got that for your desk at work.
For my desk
I'm
at work.
Of a big deal.
Okay.
I thought that would be.
Oh, I thought it was dill, and there's going
to
be a pickle.
I'll have to wait until our renovation's done because I don't have a place to put it right now, but I'll have more room when that gets done.
Good.
I mean, it kind of matches. I mean, I could.
You're
so
lucky to work
with
me. So
lucky to work with me. I could take both of them to work.
Oh, that's true.
Mm-hmm. I mean, they are. But okay. Let's see.
What else is in there?
Oh, my gosh.
Good gracious.
What is this?
Oh, Lord.
Oh, it's a stress reliever.
Aw.
It's a weenie dog.
You can squeeze your little wiener anytime you're stressed.
I thought that would be so appropriate.
Now you know what it's like to be a man.
There you go.
And it's flesh-colored. That's a bold choice.
Cute.
You got a flesh-toned
weenie. For when you have a woof day.
Bring that to work, too. Your desk gonna be covered.
Oh, I know.
She's just so popular.
I am popular.
Gonna be so popular.
Kill me.
A toilet timer.
Now you gotta follow that, Kim. We're about to go to Kentucky tomorrow, and you need
to
bring
that with you.
Yes, that's a must.
Now, does that keep track of just one trip, or like your day's worth of toilet time? Like
it's supposed to be
like
a one timer. Okay, yeah, that'd be the next.
You spent 4 hours in the toilet today.
I'm sorry, this is not going to work for me because it says runs approximately 5 minutes.
You take more than 5 minutes in the bathroom?
Yeah,
sometimes. Yes.
You guys' sphincter is going to go all fussed up.
Well, I don't strain myself because that's how you get like blood vessels popping.
I don't either. I don't take 5 minutes.
I just let it nature take its course.
I mean, sometimes it just doesn't want to take its course. And then sometimes
you
get stuck
on TikTok and you don't want to get up yet because your seat's warm. Well,
I don't do TikTok, so because your seat is warm.
That's not true. You sent me a TikTok the other day, and I tell you the truth, I forgot to watch it. Someone
sent it to me.
Oh, someone sent it to
you. You didn't watch something I sent?
No,
I forgot. You're dead to me.
I'll watch it later.
I used it for Christmas. I did Nigella Lawson's crispy oven fried potatoes.
Oh, this is very nice. Ultra compact 3-in-1 charger.
Oh.
I can always use a new charger.
Put that on your desk too, Kim. Don't just have everything.
No, this is going to go to Kentucky with me.
He's trying to tell her she's fired. Look at all the stuff you can put on your new desk.
Oh, a bullshit button.
Oh, that's perfect. Give that when you have someone coming in for assistance, but they smell like drugs.
Right.
I ain't got no money. Oh, shit. Keep that right next to you.
All right.
That's fun.
That's a fun card game. We should play bullshit on our next live. Oh, yeah,
I do like that.
I've never played that before.
It's fun.
Oh, good. This, I really needed some of these.
Suppositories.
It is instant underwear.
Oh, those are perfect. Just add water.
Another thing to bring on trips with us.
I need to put this in my purse because you never know when you might need it. Keep it with you
on all times.
Please.
What size is it?
It just says one pair. Just add water. That's all you
gotta
do.
One size fits all.
Oh. I don't think nothing that fits in that can.
I don't know. Yeah, it's going to fit on this big
the magic underwear. The
big it reminds ass. Me of
it's
like.
It's going to be paper.
It reminds me of that tent on Harry Potter.
Oh, yeah. Going to be like a coffee filter. Oh, good luck.
Oh, these will be fun. Scratch off dad jokes.
Oh.
That way you'll remember which one you told. 40 extra
cheesy scratch off dad jokes. That's fun. Open this.
Start leaving them in public bathrooms.
There you go.
What, the scratch off dad jokes?
Yeah. Brighten someone's day.
That would be like, funny, ooh, actually.
An unused lottery ticket. Oh, it's just a shitty joke. Hey, it's better than a losing lottery ticket.
That's true.
That's true. I won $5 on a lottery ticket.
You did?
On Christmas. Yeah, it was in my stocking.
That's one of my mom's traditions. She always gives us all a lottery ticket in our Christmas card, you know.
Oh, yeah.
So it's always a great big to-do about who won the most money off of their lottery ticket.
How much is the most you've won?
I don't know that. A couple bucks, I think, is the only thing. My uncle won like 20.
Like 200 before on a scratch-off.
Wow.
200 on a scratch-off?
Yeah.
Wow.
I was glad because anything real big, you have to go all the way to like Indianapolis to the offices. So I was like, oh no, thank you. I'll get one every year on my birthday. That's about the only, unless I like, if I happen to see like one of the $1 ones that's like a special Halloween game or something. Oh. I'm like, go ahead and give me one of
those. That reminds me, I meant to have text our buddy Dave and have him go get lottery tickets because Mega Millions, like $1 billion now.
There is a curse of the lottery where a lot of lottery winners wish that they had never won because they're worse off now after winning.
I've heard a lot of that. You just got to be able to.
Is that the last thing?
Yep, that's it.
I would tell my immediate close people I know and trust, but I would not tell a soul. Like, I would not put on any type of social media. I mean, there would be signs.
Oh, yeah, me too.
I'd be coming in pulled tighter than a share and be like, oh.
Yeah, I probably wouldn't.
Is that Gucci? No.
Yeah, there would definitely be signs because I would have my own house. And if I didn't get my own house, I'd at least remodel the one I have. Oh, you know?
So right. Heavy.
All right, Josh, let's go.
Lord help us.
No kidding. I can't get this open.
I love cocktails.
That's awesome.
I love that the tails are so tiny.
I know.
Those are perfect. Ooh. The Game Master's Book of More Random Encounters. Ooh.
It looked like a good place to get some ideas for our mysteries.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. And hoeing ain't easy, a gardener's plank. Ain't that the truth? I do know my way around a hoe, though.
Ho, ho, ho.
When my friends need hoeing, they call me. Aw, a little rainbow heart. Be yourself.
Oh, that's cute. Cute.
Be yourself. Oh, and a portable hot hands. I have one just like this, but it was after I bought it that I was like, I really need two or one for each hand. Right. Thank you. It's perfect. Because I always got the hot hands, but those...
Mm-hmm. Emily got me some kind of like that for Christmas, so I could use them at work.
Got a charger, too. Mm-hmm. Convenient. Is it wireless? Oh. And a blouse.
A blouse.
I'm nervous to see what it says. This guy loves...
That's
those
awesome.
Of you not watching the video, it has a giant rooster on it and said, this guy loves cock. I'll wear that with my socks.
There you go.
Well, thank you, bud.
You're welcome.
Mm-hmm. Happy Christmas.
Thank you.
Yes.
Happy Christmas Chrysler. Can finally be over now.
Well, I'm still waiting on Shane's gift. The one thing I had to order online, and it's the one thing that didn't come yet.
Oh, really? I guess you're just nothing but bad this year. So I know it gets cold.
I've been real naughty. Real naughty.
Well, I ordered it and then I kept looking every day and it never said shipped. So I was like, maybe it's like a glitch. So I canceled it and then reordered it. And then it still doesn't even say shipped. And I like even joined Prime so I would have free next day shipping.
Yeah.
And now it's like, you'll get it sometime at the beginning of January. I'm like, what the hell?
Yeah, I had a shirt that I had ordered that I was supposed to have gotten today, and I checked on it because I didn't get the package at home, you know. And now it says that I won't get it until like the 15th or 16th or something like that. Jesus.
Yeah, I think they're just guessing when they're given that first estimation.
Oh, like, yeah.
We'll see.
Best guess. Yeah, no, I had a couple packages that were like that. It was supposed to come to my house that I was like, oh, this is going to come on Monday. And Monday night, I'm like,
is that outside? Did that blow away?
I'm telling you, Amazon comes to my house so late at night, at like 8:30, sometimes after 9.
After 9?
Yeah, and if they come late...
They don't quit.
They'll send a text that says, your Amazon driver, it will be to your house soon, so please turn on any outside lights.
Good gracious.
I'm like, oh my gosh, I could have waited until tomorrow.
I mean, they at least warn you so you don't freak out when somebody pulls in.
Yeah, that's happened before because Amazon will contract people to come deliver packages. And so they're just been like random van backing up. Mm. And my driver, I'm like, well, who the hell is this?
Every time one pulls in the vans, I'm like, I ain't got nothing repoed.
Yeah. Like, and sometimes their vans that they drive are like
serial
broken
killer.
Down and looking. Yeah, like. Panel vans, like old panel vans.
They just had to rent what they could.
Yeah, but they found the junkyard.
I guess so. Hey, I have a story to tell.
Okay. What is your story?
So the other day, it was Christmas night. Emily had gotten home from going to her in-laws, you know, for Christmas, and she called me when she got home. And we were sitting there and talking and stuff, and Boone, which is their dog, was outside. Her husband was in the shower. So she was just sitting on the couch talking to me. Well, they have their dog button trained. So anytime he wants out, he hits a button and
button
it says...
Button trained. Not butt trained.
Button. I said button.
Yeah.
I know. I thought you said butt trained. I'm butt trained. Yeah, that's right, Josh. That's right.
Yeah, he's button trained. Button so he trained. Has a
two
button,
different things.
Right.
Yeah.
He important. Has a button that he hits when he needs to go outside. And he has one when he needs water, he's out of water. And he has
I love
one
those
for food
talking
too.
Dog buttons. This mm-hmm. is nice.
Yeah. And he does really good at it. So Emily and I were sitting there talking, and the dog was outside. My husband was in the shower. And we're sitting there talking, and the potty button starts going off.
Oh.
Yeah, that's weird.
But he wasn't pushing it?
No, he was outside. And Emily was on the couch. There was nobody close. And Emily was kind of complaining a little bit. And she starts yelling, Amber, knock it off! I said, she's telling you to shut up. But it was the weirdest
that's her,
thing.
That's the only way she can cuss at her. Potty, potty.
Taxes was taxing. Now taxes is relaxing when you file for free.
I can file for free? TurboTax Free Edition, roughly 37% of filers qualify. Simple form 1040 returns only. See if you qualify at TurboTax.com/free. I can file for free.
Now this is taxes. File for free with TurboTax Free Edition and get your maximum refund. No schedules except for earned income tax credit, child tax credit, and student loan interest. See if you qualify at TurboTax.com/free.
Potty mouth is probably what she was trying to say. You're a potty mouth.
Kim had the realization on the way here today that Amber would be turning 30.
30.
Oh, wow.
Kim, her next birthday in August.
You're getting up there.
I was like, because in my mind, she's still 17, you know? Because that's the age she was when she died. So I don't think about her getting older. And then when her birthday rolls around, I'm like, okay, how old would she have been? And then I have to remember how old she would have been. And I don't even remember what we were talking about. And I'm just like, oh my God, she's going to be 30. Oh, it was a friend that you said that would remind me of her. And I'm just like, oh my God, she would have been 30 on her next birthday.
In a few years, it will get to the point where she's been dead longer than she was alive.
Yeah.
That'd be weird.
Mm-hmm. We always hope that for you, Kim.
Every year for New Year's, I'm just thinking another year that Kim made it.
Mm-hmm.
It's weird.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's why I think I'm getting meaner with age, because only the good die young. And I'm like, screw that. I don't live to be 90.
Lord.
It's true. The worst people you know, they'll live to be 100 years old.
Oh, like, yeah. No, people, I know.
They're like, he died young.
We had our grandpa's cousin. Her name was Irene.
Oh, yeah.
I'm telling you. First off, I loved her because she spoke her mind.
Yeah.
Didn't take any crap from anybody.
I always loved her. Like, and awesome woman.
This is a perfect story of how Irene was. Many years ago, she lived in the hood of Muncie.
She did. But over the years,
at some point in time, you know, some older people, they'd move. But they lived near one of the factories.
Okay.
In Muncie. And when the factory went out, the neighborhood went down.
Mm-hmm.
And so,
lock your doors when you're driving.
It was their home.
Is that the one that as you're going in 32?
It's near Max. If you turn left at Max, out towards that way, near Batavia.
Oh, okay.
So anyway, so this is the perfect story of her. So horrible neighborhood. You remember when we had that rummage sale there, by the way? And I can't believe our grandma let us have that rummage sale. Unsafe. Anyway.
I learned how to parallel park in that neighborhood. Talk about scary. I'm a real good parallel parker. Don't you ding that Cadillac with the rims now. They'll come out shooting.
No kidding. But this is the type of neighborhood she lived in. And she gets to her house one day, and this kid guy, I don't know how old he was, tried to rob her. Do you know this story?
I barely remember it.
And now something about Irene that everyone needed to know is that she always carried a hammer.
Mm-hmm.
She kept a hammer next to her bed, and she kept a hammer in her purse. Well, this young kid, or this, I don't know how old the guy was. I call him young because he's younger than her.
Mm-hmm. Picture Madea, but an older version of our mom.
Yeah.
Okay.
But with your haircut.
Yeah.
Okay.
This is how Irene was. Yeah. She didn't take anything from anybody. Well, this guy was telling her to give him her purse. Well, Irene wasn't having it.
She got her medication.
Yeah, got her medication. She got her phone numbers written down on paper.
She was full Madea.
She was a nurse for years, too.
Yeah, yeah.
So she could handle herself.
Yeah. So she took that hammer out and beat the living daylights out of him. Then called the police and told them, hey, you guys need to come out here.
I got this boy here. He's bruised and bloody.
Yeah. And by the time they get out there, you know, he's all bloodied up and apologizing to her. And, you know, she's just like, don't you come around here anymore. You ain't going to survive the next one. You know, but she was just tough. But I always loved her because she was tough. She was mean, but she was never mean to me. I don't think she's ever mean to you, Josh.
Oh, no.
But she was just real tough blooded, I think.
I got real close to her around, like, my senior year of high school. She helped me out a lot just with everything.
Oh, yeah.
And, like, we just got really close.
Well, that's good.
She was just always so nice. Yeah. I remember we went to Tennessee with them one year, and it took us 2 days to get down there, and we stopped, like, at a hotel each night. And we got down there, and it was like a farm in the holler. Like,
and it was
very,
creepy.
Very rustic.
You couldn't go upstairs?
No. It was scary.
It was weird.
her husband's parents were like real old and scary old, like when you're 6 and 7, yeah, like real like 90-year-old people are kind of scary. Mm-hmm. Like your skin see through.
Yeah.
And when Shannon and I found out we had to sleep on the floor, we were like, I miss my mom. I'm sick. Yeah. Oh, fake tear. Please take us home. And it was just because we didn't want to sleep on the floor.
Yeah, no, and it was scary. Like, it was something out of
Texas Chainsaw Massacre. There were little lizards running outside on the porch. They had ostriches.
And if we had phones, there would be no phone service.
No.
It was like in the middle of in a holler.
Yeah, it was like old house. We weren't prepared. Shannon and I had never been to a place like that at that point. We were just like,
And I remember them saying, no, you can't go upstairs because you'll fall through the floor.
There are no doilies on the tables like at grandma's.
Yeah, we can stay here. No doilies.
We were a little uppity. Uppity kids, we were.
Now, on the way to Kim's house today to pick her up, I heard this song that Josh and I used to listen to a long time ago.
Oh, God.
And it was another one of those instances where I got the words wrong.
Oh, yeah.
For many years.
Oh, boy.
The song is called Keg in the Closet.
Keg in the Closet.
Yeah, by Kenny Chesney.
Okay.
I've got a keg in the closet. But I used to always sing it as
Cake.
I've got a cake in the closet.
I don't recall this song.
If you heard it, I'm sure that you would recognize it. You know the song, don't you, Kim?
I got my toes in the water, ass in the sand. That one?
No.
No, it's not that one, but it's similar feel and tone to
it. I remember his She Thinks My Tractor Sexy was a big jam of ours as children. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But just because I was a fan of him because I thought he was sexy. As long as he had the hat on. Takes the hat
some
off.
Some of those country singers,
takes the hat I'm off telling you. So sexy.
Yeah, some of them, they look good when they have the hat on. Then all of a sudden you're like, that's called, you bald.
Yeah, it's called catfishing.
Oh, is that?
Yeah, it's true.
Never heard of that.
You know, some guys are like, always bring a wet wipe with you on a first date so you can see what the woman actually looks like. And I'm like, and women always tell a man, now take your hat off before I agree to this date if they're wearing a hat. Because
that's true.
If a man wears a hat 9 out of 10 times, it's because he's bald. I wear them for fashion, but I'm gay. But if a straight man wears a hat, it ain't just because they really likes that sports team.
But there's nothing wrong with being bald.
No.
However.
But let us know.
I do agree that people look so different when they wear a hat. And by the time, like, I have a good friend who wears hats all the time.
Yeah.
A little country. And the first time he took that hat off, I thought.
Wear them and you're
not. Oh, yeah, I know. First time he took that hat off, I was like, you don't even look like yourself.
Yeah.
Put the hat back on,
it's like when a man shaves his beard and like, you're like, what's something?
Shouldn't you be in school?
Put your hat back on.
I love those videos of dads that
scaring their kids.
Yeah, scaring their kids when they shave their beard and stuff off. They don't know who they are.
Yeah, we did. I mean, our dad had a mustache our whole lives until like more recently, like maybe 7 years or so. And when even still when I look at him, I'm like, you don't look right.
Right.
You're missing your caterpillar.
Now, I went and watched Wicked the other day. And when I went in there, because like, you know, you can buy your ticket online.
I cannot believe you watched Wicked before you saw the new Lord of the Rings. I am shocked.
Well, I had to see one of them, Josh, and is Eeny, Meeny, Miny, Moe. And I do want to go see that, but I figured that you'd want to go see it with me. Have you seen it?
No, not yet.
Okay. But we'll go see it.
I figured you'd want to go.
Yeah, I do. I do want to go. But anyway, so I went in and I had purchased my ticket online and I walked up to the counter and she's like, hi, how can I help you? And I was like, I have one for Waters. And there was like a 5-minute period of her not understanding for some reason what I was saying. And I didn't understand what she was saying.
Like you want a glass of water?
Well, I was there with friends.
We're strong independent women, Kim.
Right. I can go. I go to the movie by myself. There's nothing wrong with that.
There's nothing wrong with it, but I don't know that I've ever done it.
It's my favorite thing.
Do it sometimes. Yes. It's real like...
Put your phone
I did
away.
That once, and then now I go to restaurants by myself, and I'm like, this is lovely, because, you know, you just people watch.
Yeah. I love going to the movie by myself. I do it all the time.
I don't think
But anyway, there was like 5 minutes of where she couldn't figure out why I was misunderstanding her, and I couldn't figure out what the hell she was talking about. And then eventually the manager comes over, and he's like, what's going on? And at that point in time, I felt like I was stealing something. Because the manager had to come and, like, interpret for us. And I tell him what I said, and then she tells him what she said, and he's like, he looks at me, and he starts laughing, and he goes, she thinks you're trying to buy water, and she's trying to tell you this isn't the concession stand. And I was like, oh, no, my last name is Waters. The ticket is under Waters.
That's happened to me before. Or people not think, like, no, what's your real last name? I'm like, I'm not some hippy-dippy. Like, good God.
I'm not a barn dollar. Gosh,
like, maybe if my name was like River Waters. I'm not either anymore. Or something. Well, although if I had a kid, I'd name them River because missed opportunity.
Oh, right. But I feel like the reason I never crossed my mind that she thought that I was thinking concession stand was because it was the Eagles Theater here in town, small theater.
Oh, yeah.
And to get to the concession stand, you have to walk in the front door. So why would I walk in the front door to buy a bottle of water?
You can clearly see the concession. Like,
yeah, it's behind them. That's where the food is. Yeah. She could have been like, you buy water over here, sir. But I don't know. God bless. I don't remember what she was saying. But it was not,
You don't have to be smart.
Was there a language barrier? Or was it just,
no.
She just wasn't.
She wasn't Oriental,
this is,
Kim.
This is Wabash,
we
Kim.
Know
there
what
is, she... The only language barriers at the Chinese restaurant and the Mexican right? restaurant.
We know what you were going to say,
This is the least
diverse Kim.
Place I've ever
I was
ever
not going to say anything. I asked if there was a language barrier. That is very politically correct.
Just
thank
intellect.
You.
Now, today is Kim's mystery.
Lord help us.
But before we get into Kim's mystery, I wanted, and look, I can use my phone now. My notes on my phone because I don't have my phone recording us.
I'm so excited.
Okay. So for Barbara's Flapdoodle Fest today, I decided to do something just a slightly little different.
Little different.
You're mad.
Okay. So I decided that I would create some old-fashioned terms. Instead of words, it's going to be terms.
Okay.
Now, a lot of these I've heard us say, but they're old-fashioned.
Right.
So we're going to know what they are, but I've also researched the background.
We were all raised by grandparents.
I know. Literally.
Put it on the Davenport.
So,
yeah.
So, for all of these that I say, some of them I didn't even realize have been around for a long time, but I looked up the history of them, and I thought it was fascinating, so I wanted to share. So first, I'll give you guys the phrase, and you tell me what you think it means, because like I said, a lot of these you would have used. So the first one is the bee's knees.
Mm-hmm. Like, well, something really good.
You're right.
Like, he's the bee's knees.
Yeah, something sexy, excellent or something excellent or outstanding. So the background is that phrase became popular in 1920s, and it's American slang, but it became popular during the jazz age. And bee's knees was one of the many whimsical phrases of the time, alongside cat's pajamas.
Oh, yeah.
And those phrases always meant top notch or the best. Right.
He's the cat's pajamas. Yeah.
I've never heard that before.
That one I've never heard. Never
he's the cat's pajamas.
Yeah.
Oh, no, yeah. In fact, if I heard someone say that, I would think that they were trying to say something about a woman's private parts, the cat's pajamas.
That does sound, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, the second one.
Front butt, downstairs lips. Those are two I learned this more recently.
Downstairs right. Kitty cat is what some lady on.
Oh, God.
On, oh, my gosh.
What is it?
Cat in a basement.
It was on, I can't remember her name, but she's on TikTok.
All right, so the second one is he's too big for his britches.
Grandma mm-hmm. used to say that.
I know.
He thinks he's too big for his britches.
Oh, yeah.
High and mighty.
What would you say it's me? So you think it's high and mighty. So it's someone who has an overly high opinion of themselves. Mm-hmm. So
I'll claim that.
So the phrase, this phrase goes back to at least the 19th century. And some attribute it to American frontiersman Dave Crockett or Davy Crockett. Mm. It implies someone has outgrown their station or became overly self-important. So does that make sense? Like they overgrew mm-hmm. their station?
Yeah.
All right. So the next one. Well, butter my biscuit. And I mean, that's such a fun one.
I say that derogatorily.
I can see that for you, Josh.
Hey, Daddy, you want to come over and butter my biscuit?
I can see that. What do you think it means, though, when it's not being used as a Joshinism?
Kind of like... Oh, that's funny.
There you go.
Mm-hmm. I hate that when people say, you're just joshing me. Like, gotta buy me a drink first.
So what would you say that means? Well, butter my biscuit.
kind of like shocked, surprised. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's an exclamation of astonishment.
Well, butter my biscuit. Well, butter I wasn't biscuit. Expecting a cock shirt today, but I got it.
Well, this is a Southern American expression of surprise or excitement. It likely developed as a folksy exclamation referencing the common act of buttering biscuits, which is common in the South. Oh, I want a biscuit.
And now us whores use it when daddy glazes our buns.
I will never put jelly on a biscuit now without thinking of Josh saying that. I got two more. First one, hold your horses.
Wait a minute.
Wait a minute.
We use that all the time because our grandma used to say that. Yeah, wait a minute, slow down. This traces back to the era of horse-drawn vehicles. The phrase literally meant to keep your horses still. And over time, it became a figurative way of telling someone to slow down. So I love knowing that that phrase came from horses.
Hold your horses.
Yeah, well, the carriages.
It kind of makes sense.
It does, but I never thought about it, though. Like, I just, it's never crossed my mind that it came from that.
Well, stuff that you hear your whole life. It's just,
oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. All right, so the next one, that'll be the last one this episode. You're barking up the wrong tree, Kim.
Oh, yeah.
What does it mean?
It means
you're following something that ain't gonna...
Right.
Yeah,
kind of like if someone should have told me that when I started dating the dead ex.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Thinking he was a good guy. Like, you're barking up the wrong tree there.
That's true. Yeah, it's pursuing a mistaken or misguided line of thought. It originated in early American frontier life. It references hunting dogs.
Yeah.
That mistakenly bark at the base of a tree when there's actually no prey there.
Like when we went coon hunting that one time.
I thought of that too when I was writing that down.
You went coon hunting?
Yeah.
It's raccoon. Isn't coon a derogatory term? For
yes,
some
Josh, you're going to get canceled.
I know. Raccoons.
I'm not sure what.
We are from hillbilly stock and they don't say all the words to things, so they call them coons. We do not mean we were hunting raccoons. It's a Waters family tradition after Thanksgiving dinner a lot of the men to go raccoon hunting, and our uncle even raises raccoon dogs.
Raccoon hounds.
And we went 1 year, went with them, and it was...
Interesting.
I didn't hate it. You do it at night. You let the dogs out. They run through the woods, and when you hear them barking... A certain howl bark that they do, you run after wherever the dogs are, but it's at night in the woods, and okay, I had new shoes on.
Near the prison.
Yeah, yeah, near the,
near the prison. We were in Newcastle, near the prison, in the woods near the prison. And as a child, I was like, this isn't safe.
Like a pack of coyote, like a large pack of coyote started falling. Like we had to run from them.
I was
in brand new shoes and we had to go through a creek.
I remember that.
I had to walk across a log because I was not about to get my shoes muddy.
I remember that too.
What did they do with the raccoons after they got them?
The fur. He used the fur. Make odds.
Yeah, whatever. No, whatever they do with the fur.
Like our grandpa.
Don't kill little cute animals.
Our grandpa would make like hats and stuff. Our grandpa, he would go salmon hunting in Alaska, rattlesnake hunting in Texas, and then raccoon hunting locally.
Mm-hmm.
I have a cousin that is a big game hunter. He's been all across the world hunting big game. At his house, he has a taxidermied bear and all kinds of big.
Now that I'm like with deer hunting, I'm fine with because where we live, especially,
we use
their populations food. Will get too large.
Yeah.
Oh, sure.
If they're not, I mean, there are some places because hunting isn't as prominent as it used to be where game wardens have to go in and do mass callings of deers because, I mean, they just cross into traffic and they die, and then the people that hit them die.
I don't think it's been too awful long ago that they opened Brown County State Park to have a deer hunting or a deer.
I follow thing a lot of them, and on Facebook, they even did a thing that were like, "Don't go unless you're a hunter and hunting callers."
Yeah, they were just wanting to help the population decrease a little bit.
Well, I saw in a field the other day, there was had to have been at least over 20 deer. I mean, I was driving. Mm-hmm. I didn't like 1, 2, 3, but I mean, it was just.
I saw that too on the way back from Warsaw.
Dozens.
Yeah. On the way up here, when he came and picked me up, we had two almost run out in front of us. They were both bucks.
Yeah, too. Right down the road.
Mm. Yeah, it's scary. I've known several people that have hit them, and they just come right through your windshield.
When
horns and all, take a shit and run away.
In high school, I was in a SUV with some of my friends, one of my old friends, Caitlin, that she was driving her dad's Blazer, must have been. And we were, I mean, late at night, probably 11 o'clock at night, we were out in the country.
Hoodlums.
All just talking in the vehicle, and all of a sudden, on my door, I was in the back seat, and on my door, this deer plows right into it. Mm. The loudest noise. And you talk, I mean, right out of the cornfield, you talk about having panic attacks. We all died right there. Like, it was absolutely, scary because when it's dark out at night in the middle of nowhere, you can only see what's in front of the car mm-hmm. that the light hits.
Yeah.
So we had no idea what hit the car. We didn't know if it was a person or right. someone was trying to break in the car. Like, we had no idea until, you know, we pulled over and we all like fought on who was going to get out. Well,
who's going to look?
Yeah. Finally, one of us was brave enough. It was not me. I did not get out of that car.
I've hit two critters. Well, I've hit critters twice, I should say. The first time was not long after I got my license. I was driving down that road, Bethel, on the way to Grandma's yeah. that my car broke down on.
I remember that.
And I ran over. First, it was a raccoon, a big, fat raccoon. And it was like, boom, boom. And I was like, oh my God, I just killed an animal with my car. And then as I was distracted by hoping my tire didn't fall off because it was a big raccoon, I quickly noticed there were four or five little babies.
And then, oh!
Boom, boom, boom. So then I killed half the babies and left the other half without a mother.
Oh my God.
So I essentially killed all of them.
Then he backed up.
I was quiet the whole way home. Like,
still traumatized. Heart.
The second time was more humorous, though. I feel bad for it, but there's plenty of them. I ran over a squirrel.
Well,
not all of it.
Those things just jump right in front
not
of
me. Not all of it. It, like, had tried to run away. And was swerve, you know how they do, like, back and forth. So I don't swerve for an animal. I'll break for it, but I'm not swerving. That's how you get into accidents. And somehow I had ran over this squirrel, but just its head.
Mm. Oh.
And when I looked in the mirror, all I saw was a flat squirrel head cemented like gum to the floor.
Oh, my God.
I was like, oh.
Oh, my gosh.
Back in the day when we worked in hell, and we had to work those really late night shifts. You know, we didn't get off until like 11 o'clock. Right. And it was in the winter. And I was on my way home. And I would always call somebody on my way home when we worked that late because I was so tired. You know, I didn't want to fall asleep at the wheel.
She was picking up on the phone sex. Mm.
So I would call. I don't even remember who I was talking to at that point. But I was talking to somebody on the way home. And I get on the road that runs in front of the reservoir.
Yeah.
So I get on that road and I'm close to my house and I go around one curve and I'm like, there's a deer walking down the middle of the road. So he's just walking down the middle of the road and I'm like, and I didn't see him. And then I seen him all of a sudden. So I'm braking real hard to not hit him. And how I did not hit him, I do not know. However, I probably had deer shit on my car because I bumped him right in the butt when I finally got, you know, slowed down enough.
Right.
I still just bumped him. I mean, he went over. I didn't hurt him any, you know.
Yeah.
But I laughed at whoever it was. I was on the phone. I said, I bet I have deer shit on my car now because of this stupid thing.
It's some human shit in my seat.
I had a friend who hit a hawk once and she thought she like hit it and it just, you know, went under the car, and she stopped to get gas not long afterwards. And when she walked around the front of her thing, the hawk was like stuck in the grill of her car.
Oh,
like,
no.
She's like, oh, God.
That's awful. Horrible. That's awful.
Well, Kim, what is your mystery today?
She don't know.
For Christmas.
She's about to find out, too.
for Christmas, my wonderful daughter bought me a Christmas present that I was so excited about. And I thought we'd talk about it today.
Okay, let's talk about
it. So she got me this book.
Ooh.
That's called The Ultimate Serial Killer Trivia Book.
Ooh, how fun.
Isn't that fun? Look, I have
all types of post-its.
She can read.
I was like, oh, this is good. Oh, this is good. So this is what we're going to talk about today.
Okay.
We're going to just kind of talk about a few things, okay? Now, do you know what the textbook FBI definition of a serial killer is?
Someone who kills more than four people, I think. But it's in a specific area for
it's
a specific
changed.
Reason.
It was three people, and now it's two people.
Oh.
And it's two separate events, and it's only two instead of three. So I thought that was interesting that because I'd always heard that it was three.
So two separate events. So
yeah,
if I were
to
kill three people at once, I would
That's a mass killing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that would be a mass killing. But yeah, you have to kill two or more murders in separate events. But they're not always by one offender acting alone. So it could be, you know, this guy with a friend murders somebody, and then it was this guy by himself murders somebody. So it doesn't always have to be the same two people.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, because there are duo serial killers. And
right. And yeah. I mean, you have a painting from one.
Yeah,
so,
no kidding.
But yeah. So I thought that was kind of interesting. I'm going to start take my post-its out as I go so that I know where I'm at. But yeah, I thought that was interesting because I'd always heard that it was three. I didn't know that they had changed it. Now, do you know who coined the term serial killer?
No.
Yeah, I used to, but I can't think of who it is now.
Well, the common belief is that it was an FBI special agent named Robert Ressler that he invented that. But they actually found it back in a book, like way back.
That's right. A long time ago.
The name of the book was The Lonely Place, and it was by Dorothy Hughes.
Oh.
So that was the first
sign of it.
She just pull it out of her ass, or
yeah,
basically.
That's another one of Grandma's sayings,
right?
Do you know the four types of serial killers?
Oh yeah, there's mission.
That's positions. Effect, Shane. Doggy.
Mission oriented is murders as the way of ridding society of a particular group of people.
Right. That was the redhead murder. It was mission
oriented. Okay.
First of all, we are recording later than we ever have.
I know,
so you have to give me some grace here.
I'm wide awake. They're like, it's time for bed.
No, it's just hard for me to process. Like, I remember mission. Yeah, I don't remember the other ones.
Visionary.
Yep.
So that believes that a separate entity is commanding them to kill somebody.
Oh,
so
like
somebody,
the devil told me to do it.
Or God.
Exactly.
Most of the time it's God is telling them.
Hedonistic.
Jesus.
Hedonistic.
They kill for their own personal satisfaction. And then power and control.
They crave
domination over their victims.
I thought there's a gay thing that's...
These are kind of sexual, aren't they, Josh?
Oh, that's
like
Adonis.
Sexual terms.
Yeah. There's like an island in the Bahamas where it's like a giant gay club. It's
right.
Called like Adonis or something.
What?
You go and get men with big old packages and do stuff with them all week and... Go home with
Well, Josh is gone for a couple of weeks in the summer.
I come back with a tan.
Now, do you know the most common type of serial killer?
Most
Which one
common?
Of the four?
Yeah. Accidental?
Is it power?
Yes. Power control is the most common one.
Josh said accidental. If you watch Cops, that's what it is.
I accidentally stabbed them 48 times.
I don't know who did that, officer. That wasn't me.
I don't know who done it. I don't know why I could just broke out in Creole.
And you know the most famous one that had that type, the power control, you know who he was?
Ted Bundy?
Yeah. Bundy was the biggest one for that.
And of course, I'm friends with one of his survivors.
Yeah, I forgot about
that.
The
one who survived, Josh.
Is that that little old lady?
No. No,
and
this,
all the pink, I was obsessed.
No. That wasn't her. But this is, so she was in the sorority when he attacked her and her roommate. But then he stopped attacking her. He had killed her roommate. But then he stopped attacking her when one of the dads was dropping off his daughter and the lights from his car shined through their window. And so it spooked Ted Bundy. So he stopped attacking her and then left.
Thank God for headlights.
Yeah.
Interesting. Do you know who the first ever serial killer was?
Are you talking about the first person to be...
The church.
The first person that they considered being a serial killer.
Like termed serial killer? I don't know, termed.
Is it Jack?
Well, most people think that it's H.H. Holmes. Uh-huh. But it is not. It is a man called Gillis DeRays. He was a knight and a commander.
Gil DeRay.
Yeah, he was a commander of a Royal French Army in the early 1400s.
I did an episode on him.
He's the earliest known serial killer in recorded history.
Well, they wouldn't have been using the word serial killer back then, which is why I got confused by what you said.
Gilles de Rais, he was the sex pervert serial killer. Mm-hmm. He used to one lady killed her and locked her in a trunk and threw her in the river. Yeah, he was not a, he's where
probably didn't wash his hands.
Sadistic kinks originated from him.
Yeah, you said termed, which I took as they were being called serial killer when it happened, and I don't know who that was.
Yeah.
Especially if it was in a book, it must have been that person.
Now, you don't read.
This information really surprised me, kind of. Do you know what country has the most serial killers?
America.
Yes. Mm-hmm. The United States is the one. Between 1900 and 2016, the U.S. had over at least 3,204 serial killers to its name. The second to us is South Africa, and they only had 167.
Oh, wow. Well, I mean, we are
huge difference.
I mean, how many people live here?
Hundreds of millions, I think. But one of the things that Wendy and I are working on for the next season after this one is we already have it written. We're in the process of recording it now. Is it's a series on serial killers in other countries that I think people will be surprised they've never heard of. Mm-hmm. And I'm telling you, some of these that we learned about, I mean, their kill number is crazy. Their kinks and things are crazy.
Yes.
And I'm just thinking,
I've been a true crime
since 2008. Mm-hmm. How have I never heard about this?
That's why I love the podcast Crimes from the East.
Oh, yeah.
Because they're all crimes from Eastern Asia and, you know, stuff I'd never heard about. But when you hear them, you're like, how is this not national news?
Well, Jess from Asian Madness is a similar style of show. So she does podcasts of the Asian continent or it happened to an Asian person. Mm-hmm. And so some of those serial killers, I'm like, I've never heard about this or this mass murder. I'm like, it's surprising that we have the United States has a lot of crime lovers, you know? And it's just one of the things that I learned when I was working with Wendy on this series is like, oh my gosh, I can't believe this didn't make news here at the very least.
Yeah. Like in India, I believe it's still currently, it's lawful for if a daughter did something shameful and brought dishonor to the family, the father has the right to kill her. Without any repercussions or anything. And one of her podcast episodes was about just a horrible case. They didn't just kill her. They brutalized her.
And it's not like one of the laws here that is on the books, but no one follows it.
I believe it's still...
it's still allowed.
Yeah. That's it was a more recent case, but
they're
a caste country where, you know, especially if you're an upper class.
You say in India?
Yeah. If you're especially, it's more common in the upper classes because they have more honor too, you know.
Oh, sure.
They don't want their name besmirched. And the honor's different. Like if the daughter were to do something, it dishonors the entire family, not just herself. So by their beliefs and current or the laws that they have, the father has every right to get rid of the dishonor.
Awful. Yeah, that's crazy.
The family will still be dishonored afterwards, but the cause of it will be, you know, it's not like, oh, you kill your daughter, everything's forgiven and society doesn't shun you. But no,
Yeah, see, you know, there are some times where I have to remind myself that's not my culture.
Right.
Right.
So don't judge other people based on my cultural understandings or beliefs. But just sometimes you hear things like that and I'm like, okay, as a world, can we just take a moment and just say, that shouldn't happen. Yeah. That's some shit.
Mm-hmm. Well, and that's what the host of the podcast was saying. She is of Eastern Asian descent. And she's saying, you know, laws like this, they're barbaric. From way in back in the past, they need to be eradicated.
No kidding. Mm-hmm.
There's no space in a civilized society for those type of laws.
Not at all.
Could you imagine all the times our dad came out of church and said, I'm very disappointed in how your boys is acting today. Right. He could have killed us.
You're right, right. Mm-hmm. Now we got to take your arm off.
Catch us first, buddy.
Lord.
What's the next one, Kim?
All right. So did you know the United States does have the highest recorded serial killers and the highest rate per capita? It's 0.99% for every 100,000 people.
Oh, that's weird.
Isn't that crazy?
That is crazy.
Yeah. California is the U.S. state that has produced the most serial killers. They've had 1,000 since 1900.
That's surprising. All that sunshine. You think they'd be more happy?
No, right? I learned that when I was working on the map series with Wendy. We were out there, and we would come across this, like, murder case. It was a serial killer. Never been caught. Come across another murder case from the small town, another serial killer. And I'm just thinking, how many dang serial killers? And then that's when we got a hold of the now friend of mine, the guy who helped catch the Golden State Killer. He's famous.
Oh, I'm not sure what his
name I can't think of what his name is either. His name is right there. Again, it's late. I can't think of what his name is. But anyway, so we contacted him and he came on the show to talk about all of these serial killers like in the area. And one of the things that like I didn't think about that he mentioned was that California has very high populated areas.
Oh, yeah. Right.
So although we're thinking, yeah, that's a lot for California, California still is very populated.
I mean, it's a huge state.
Yeah. And a lot of people move there because of the warmness in a lot of those areas. So it's just dense population,
and
I think.
And such a diverse population.
Sure, sure.
There's a little bit of everything in California.
Yeah.
So during the 1970s, California was actually dubbed the murder capital of the world.
No, I believe that.
Because of all the serial killers that were there.
Well, I've never wanted to go, so I don't think I will.
Oh, I love California. The Redwoods are there.
I'm not sure.
Well, the northern part.
The Sequoias.
I guess I can't
even
say that.
Even San Francisco. I know it's a gay city, but all them hills. Ugh.
Now, you like Death Valley.
I was going to say, we've been in California.
Oh.
That's in California.
I always think that's still in Nevada.
Yeah, I know. Mm-hmm. But yeah, we were in California.
Well, there's the top and the bottom part, I don't mind, but the middle, like I would go to Palm Springs.
We've heard Josh.
See, I would like it. I would like
the bottom part is his favorite.
I would like just to drive down the Rodeo Drive.
Oh, sure.
Just, you know,
not me. I'd be afraid I'd hit a rich car and have to buy my deductible.
We'll take the Cybertruck. It'll be okay. I would have to, right in.
I'd have to walk down Rodeo Drive, and I would just randomly go into a store and be like, do you work on commission? Big mistake. Huge.
And we take in bags from Target and Walmart.
Reusable ones.
Aldi. That's good. Canada has only had 106 serial killers between 1900 and 2016.
Oh, but they are nice people.
They're too polite.
It is.
They probably apologize too. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Despite the landmass being 1.6% larger than the United States.
Hey, I'm going to have to kill you now. Sorry about it.
What would the landmass have to do with anything? They are less populated than us.
Yeah, it's cold. That's true.
I mean, that's a random thing. There's more land.
It puts their per capita as 0.29%.
Per capita.
That's based on people.
Right.
Yeah.
That's
so again, I don't understand why the book would have mentioned that they were a larger
size. I always wanted to go to Canada. Mm. It looks so pretty.
I want to go to that island.
Vancouver?
I've been to Canada.
No! What was the show that we watched?
Oh, the...
The Treasure Island.
Treasure
thing?
Island, yeah.
Yeah.
Oak Island.
The Curse of Oak Island. Yeah. Yeah, I want to
go there and dig around in that hole.
Now, this is so true. I have like mapped it all out. I found the Tesla chargers that will bring you there. And I mean, all of
it. You sound like when I wanted to go to, where was it that I wanted to go
up there
to?
By the Titanic, where the Titanic victims are buried. Right. But it's not far. Like, you have to go up there and then you can go down.
It's not too far?
No, it's like, it's,
I guess we're going to have to make a trip. In the
same part of Canada.
Okay.
Well, we can hit two birds, one stone.
Take a international trip.
No kidding.
That sounds like a good time.
Going to Canada.
Iceland has one of the lowest crime rates in the world and has only ever produced one single recorded serial killer. Oh. And that was back in the 1500s.
Have to move.
I'm not going to pretend to.
Well, they're tiny.
Yeah, Iceland. I'm not going to pretend to pronounce the guy's name. So,
Gustav.
Tony.
Tony. Yeah, Tony. Yeah, that's what we always called Maya's boyfriend was Tony. The Philippines also claims to have only had one serial killer in its history, too. And he was a Catholic priest who allegedly killed 57 people between 1816 and 1826.
Jesus.
Wow.
Yeah, right?
Literally.
All right, let's see. Why doesn't the world see as many serial killers as it used to?
They get better at hiding it.
Because they get caught?
Yeah, basically because the forensic and technology is so much more advanced that they get caught easier than what they used to.
Brought you down sooner because they used to have to, they used to go for a while.
Yeah.
Like BTK.
They had time to write letters and shit.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah, but because of the DNA testing and everything, I thought that was pretty interesting.
I always thought it was not humorous because, I mean, what they did is atrocious. But when they would write letters to police, I always, the image of like Bugs Bunny taunting, Bugs Bunny taunting Elmer Fudd, like that's what it,
Like,
they don't even take their self seriously.
Right.
Are dictators or terrorists seen as serial killers?
I think they should be.
Yeah.
They're not because it's considered a political killing.
Yeah, I knew that it wasn't going to be, but I think they should be.
Yeah. All right, do you know what the most common murder weapon is for a serial killer?
Well, probably according to where in the U.S. is probably a gun.
A knife.
But, you know, I don't think that's, I think that since the most common serial killer is power and control, that or their hands with strangling someone.
It's actually a pistol.
Oh, is it? Yeah.
That is surprising.
That would be in the U.S. then.
I don't know that it really says that it's just U.S.
I mean, it have to be. They ain't really freely available elsewhere.
Right. Yeah, a pistol just seems easy. And if it's power control, I mean, I don't see them people using pistol all that often.
I think of like stabbing or strangling as... God, we've covered so many serial killers. We're all kind of like, oh, yeah.
Right.
Now, this one was kind of interesting. The most unique weapon ever used by a serial killer was a case of that the guy used a samurai sword.
Oh.
Yep. He killed two people in Chicago in 1999.
Asian descent?
Was he a ninja?
No. Maybe. I'm not going to pretend like I can pronounce his name. You know,
I'm picturing it as like, you know, there are like, there's this type of people who go into a lot of game stores and like, because game stores can sell big ninja things, like big ninja swords.
But like I can see a serial killer with a sword of Gandalf, you know.
Yeah, like a staff.
Well, I asked that because I was like, if not, that's cultural appropriation. He's
an asshole.
Now, according to Radford University study, serial killers with higher IQs use bombs, poisons, and stuff like that.
Which makes sense because when women kill, it's normally poisons. Yeah. And so I think women are smarter.
Lower IQs usually bludgeon and stab victims.
Yeah, that tracks, I think. Yeah. You know, more physical.
I think so.
Cavemen would bludgeon people, so I mean...
Mm-hmm. The people who are not far from it, they didn't evolve very far from that.
Makes you think of that. What's that one book where the guy has to shoot his friend in the end because he's a little slow and he's, you just sit there and we're going to get up a whole bunch of rabbits because he kills some guy's wife.
We must read
it's
different
a,
books.
It's an American classic. Like we had to read it in school.
I don't remember that.
What was it?
These two like drifters, they go to this farm to work and one of our listeners will know they'll tell us on Patreon.
They're yelling it right
but
now.
But they get to this farm and one of the brothers or friends is like real big, but he's real slow. And He's real nice.
I know what you're talking about. I remember reading it too, but I don't remember the name of it. I've seen the
movie too. It's an old movie. And like, he doesn't know his own strength. Like, he'll pet puppies and kill them because he's just too strong and doesn't realize it. But he accidentally kills the farmer's wife because he was
petting her too hard.
Yeah, kind of. Kind of. She was hitting on him and he had never really felt those feelings. And so they kind of took over him and he kind of just strangled her without trying. And the brother's like, has to shoot him in like old Yeller style in the back of the head. But he's sitting away from him and he's like, yeah. We gonna get some rabbits, Paul or Joe or whatever his name was. Yep, buddy, we gonna get all kinds of rabbits. And that was our middle school.
Oh my gosh!
I remember.
No wonder I don't remember.
I remember because I too had rabbit traumas. I remember.
Okay. Do you know what the strangest serial killer motivation of all time is?
I don't. What
not,
is it?
Not putting the shopping cart back.
I'm telling you what.
That would be funny.
Grinds my gears every time. I followed them
4 weeks and not once.
Herbert Mullen of California, serial killer who killed 13 people between 1972 and 73. That was only for a year he killed 13 people.
Wow.
He did so because he believed that it would prevent earthquakes from hitting his hometown.
My God. Wonder if his villains told him that.
Oh, boy.
I must do this to prevent the quakes. Sir, you don't even live near a fault line. I bet he's the type of person that wouldn't have wore a mask.
Oh, I'm sure.
Probably not.
Do you have one more, Kim?
Oh, I have
She got plenty.
More.
Look at that. Plenty of more.
Look at this. I got plenty, plenty. Are the motivations of male serial killers different from female killers?
I would guess so.
Yeah.
My guessing is women's would be more on revenge. Not so much for that person, but like a man hurt them at some point in their life. So they're now just like that Arlene Warlows. Mm-hmm. Is that what kind of
her?
Whereas men, I feel like, do it, as we said, you know, for power over to feel strong and not helpless.
Yeah. Men usually tend to kill for power and domination and sexual gratification. Women tend to kill for personal gain.
I mean, if you gon' kill.
What shooter killed because it was Mondays?
Because it was a Monday?
Mm-hmm.
That could be anybody.
Her name was Brenda Spencer.
And just because it was Monday?
Because she didn't like Monday.
Where was she?
They didn't like Mondays. California, San Diego.
Just a mass murder Monday.
If ever I hear someone talking about a serial killer, I'm just going to start guessing California. Oh, yeah, California.
She was only 17 the first time she shot somebody.
Oh.
And it was the principal and a custodian.
Jesus.
Oh, my gosh. When was this? If they would have just given her an A, it wouldn't have happened.
Put me in detention.
She was the first ever female school shooter.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow.
Yeah, January 1979.
You don't really hear a lot of the
in San Diego. Mm. She fired 36 rounds out of her home window at children waiting outside the gates of
elementary school. Okay, I vaguely remember.
I've seen videos. She was 17. Of, like, when they told her she was getting, it was either life or the death penalty. She just was like, no reaction. She like never had any remorse or anything for what she. To watch her in court is very like off-putting because she's just. I mean, even her eyes are. She's just like dead inside.
That's like Eileen Wuornos. Oh,
oh yeah.
Watching there's some Netflix. I think it's on Netflix or some documentaries. I'm telling you.
This incident inspired the famous Bloomtown Rats song, "I Don't Like Mondays." That's where they got that song.
I don't know
from.
That song.
I don't think I know it either.
I don't think I want to listen to
no
it.
No kidding.
Okay, let's see.
It's your last one?
Yeah, we'll do this one.
That's a wrap. Got a new handbag for Christmas.
Oh, that's cute.
Let me find a good one.
Bzz, sorry, you're supposed to hear that. You better hurry up, Kim.
No kidding, Kim.
What bizarre serial killer tried to steal his victims' voices?
Ursula.
There you go.
No. His name was Edward Lonsky. He was a boxer and a bodybuilder. any U.S. soldier.
He would have got me, honey.
He sounds hot.
So weird. Why would you? It's just weird.
Like, how would he go about stealing, like, rip out their vocal cords? Or?
Oh, I don't know.
When a man wants to steal my voice, he just pushes my head down.
Even he was quickly apprehended, that's for sure. He killed 3 women in 15 days.
Jesus. That's quick for back then.
Mm-hmm. Yep, he targeted lone women on the streets.
Well, there you go, Kim.
Well, Kim, do you have anything to
say? Maybe after reading this book, you'll start paying around attention to your surroundings.
No kidding.
Probably not. No. There's so much in here. It's just
she'd step on a snake really and keep walking and not realize it.
Really I read makes through. Me fearful of her driving.
I got this on Christmas Eve. I read through the biggest part of it by Christmas night.
That's funny.
I was like 3/4 of the way
How
through
How cheerful
it.
And jolly.
I know. Made me Christmas. Just made me want to think of serial killers.
There you go.
But on Unmasked, there is some things on here about cannibalism. So we're going to kind of talk about that a little bit.
And
there's actually a case in here that Shane...
How to cook long pig without that fleshy flavor.
Right.
Did you guys know human meat's called long pig?
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah, because we taste like pig. Mm-hmm. I've covered several cannibals.
See Kim looking. Kim long does look like pig. She tastes like bacon.
I was on my way to go pick my mom up the other day, and there was a pig walking down the middle of the street.
Do you think it was a family reunion?
It was out in the middle of nowhere. And I'm like, if you don't get out of my way, I'm going to be making some bacon.
Making bacon. I mean, you get a lot of freezer food.
No, Kim, you're just so funny.
I thought so.
She's going to be making
That's
bacon.
Another trauma I had the first time we saw Grandpa shoot a pig.
Oh, I know.
Oh, my God.
I didn't think
Because it was in the head and it squealed and squealed and squealed and squealed.
And then in the second one, he did it in the stomach and it just... squirting out. Like
I don't know why.
That's gross.
Don't like meat now.
Yeah.
That's weird.
I don't know why we don't eat very much meat.
No.
That is weird. Strange.
We'll eat chicken because we never had chickens growing up.
True.
But you put a rabbit or pork in front of us.
Hell no.
All right, guys. Make sure you follow us on all our social medias and go to the mysteryinc.com. Get all
And if
your
you
want to
watch our video, it is on Patreon. You can see our new little setup.
We'll have new tumblers. I need to go through. Before long.
Yes. I've been so busy. I haven't. Kept up very well on our 15 to drag thing, so I need to go. Well,
this weekend, that gives you some time, something to do in the car along with your crochet.
Well, if I had my computer, yes, but I did not bring my computer.
Oh, you can't do that on your phone.
No.
She did that on purpose.
She did.
No, the app on the on our phones.
It is crap.
Yeah.
Absolute crap. All right, guys, well, we will see you on Unmasked.
Bye. Bye. Bye.